And what's going on in your world now, Don?
Well, I've been a council member for a decade, and I've because of the communities I've lived in, I have seen poverty perpetuate. I've seen people stuck in poverty for generations. All the while, I'm designing pretty toys for on the shelves at Target and Toys R Us, and being involved in the great world of supply and demand and the marketplace. And these failures continue. And I see, here I am at 64 years old, and I see another cycle, political cycle, come around. And our mayor is resigning, and there are people in the race to be the next mayor. And I know for a fact that I have heard nothing to suggest to me that 8 years from now, after our next mayor has been in office two terms, anything about that will change. I think Toys R Us will have new toys. Target will have great new toys on the shelves, better than what I designed when I was a designer. That the marketplace, supply and demand, will be regenerated. We will recover from this economic slump we're in. We're going to build gleaming new buildings and make new millionaires. But the unchangeable will be the folks I live around. Generational poverty will continue. And we have made peace with that. I have not made peace with it. I think it can change. Absolutely. And so people ask me, why do you deserve to be mayor? Why do you want to be mayor? And I'm not sure I deserve to be mayor. And I really don't want to be mayor. I want to see these things change. And after all these years of observing the realities of what these things are and how intransigent they are, and having strong convictions of how it can be changed, and seeing it in my own life, on my own street, in my own circle, in my own family, that these things can be taken to scale. When I contemplate that, I simply am offering myself to the constituency and saying, this is me, here are the ideas I have. I think this could make Minneapolis a really just city. If you agree, elect me, I'm going to be a really different mayor. These are going to be my priorities, and things are going to change if we work together. And so that's what I like to see it as. It's an offering of myself for the public to decide if this way in the world of a leader, this set of priorities by a leader, is something the city is willing to embrace at this time in its history to make categorical, historical change in the lives of people who otherwise would continue their generational failures. And when I put it like that, I am totally jazzed. I'm very excited about the prospect of being the new mayor of Minneapolis.
How can our listeners engage with you, Don?
Well, they can go to my website at samuelsformayor.com, or they can write to me at donsamuels49@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from, discuss with anyone, especially anyone considering a life of authenticity, and especially if it's related to the life in American cities and America's perennial underclass, or America's potential to solve these ancient problems and create a new era of prosperity, no matter what your zip code is or the color of your skin.